Welcome to the Bulten Group SA 2010 Consolidated Turnover Teleconference. At this time, all participants are in a listen-only mode. Later, we will conduct a question-and-answer session. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I will now turn the call over to your host, Chief Executive Officer Jean-Pascal Bos. Sir, you may begin.
Good afternoon and good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for the interest you show in our company by attending this telephone conference. Its purpose is to comment on the Bulten Group 2010 consolidated turnover and give you additional comments about the company situation over the last months of 2010 and the first months of 2011. With me, I would like to introduce Mr. Christian Budry, our Chief Financial Officer, and Joseph Santoro, our Investor Relations Manager and Group Treasurer. The press release, which was issued this morning, can also be found on our internet website. You have all received it and had a chance to review it. I remind you that since January 2010, we are reporting with three BUs, which are BU Sheetfed, BU Webfed, and BU Services. The consolidated turnover 2010 amounts to 1,280,000,000 Swiss francs. In the latest guidance given, it was assumed to range between 1,250,000,000 Swiss francs and 1,300,000,000 Swiss francs. Comparing with 2009, the 1,280,000,000 Swiss francs includes an organic growth of 298 million Swiss francs, or +28%, the change of consolidation with Atlas and Titan for an amount of 13 million Swiss francs, the three currencies affecting us drastically in 2010 are the euro, the dollar, and the pound. The exchange rate variations had an impact of 60 million Swiss francs. Exchange rates continued to evolve negatively in the last months, putting a huge pressure on our group. Even with some orders postponements at year-end 2010, the turnover of 1,280,000,000 Swiss francs is exactly within the range of what we expected. The major growth in turnover is coming from folding carton and corrugated industries, which have had the biggest drop during 2009. Therefore, business unit Sheetfed has an increase of 31%, business unit Webfed an increase of 23%, and BU Services of 6.4%. The second semester 2010 was still affected by high pressure on prices, competition being in a survival mode during this crisis. More detailed information on consolidated results will be given on March 30th. Now I will speak about the backlog level early 2011. For machines only, the backlog 2011 is about 10% better compared to 2010. For folding carton and corrugated board industries are quite active, but with high volatility in new projects. For the flexible material industry, we continue to see good order intake for Flexo, a little bit lower than 2010 average, but it's too early to give a clear trend. For Gravure, the market is very competitive, and Bulten Group is fighting to keep market share. For the parts and services, we have also seen an improvement in activities over the last 6 months. We confirm, as stated in Zurich during our last December meeting, that we see 2011 flat between 1.3 billion and 1.4 billion Swiss francs. This depending a lot on the exchange rate fluctuation and the product mix. Now I would like to speak a little bit about the outlook per regions. Most of industrialized countries are more active than 12 months ago, with higher level of confidence to turn quotations into orders. Europe was very unbalanced per country. America is quite strong during all the year, and Asia kept its strong activity since early 2009, but always with a lower level of machines prices because we are on the medium segment. From a market share standpoint, Bob's Group has, however, managed to keep its market share and market position worldwide during this recovery period, which was financially very difficult. Finally, some words on the group transformation and restructuration. The group transformation program continues to produce its effects, and a new roadmap will be presented during our March meeting. As a reminder, this organization change was required in order to achieve three main objectives. The first one, obtain technical synergies. The second one, simplify the group operations and adjust our footprint. And finally, get revenues in medium segments and where the growth is most likely to come, for example, services. Finally, we would like to express our satisfaction by having finalized the closing of Gordon Ltd. last January. This is a very positive sign and a strong commitment from Bob's Group to penetrate markets in medium segments. We know that 2011 will still be a challenging and difficult year for our group, which is still going through the transformation program. More information will be given during our next meeting on March 30th. I hope these explanations are useful to you. Thank you for your attention, and we are now ready to answer your questions.
Thank you. We will now begin the question and answer session. If you have a question, please press star, then one on your touchtone phone. If you wish to be removed from the queue, please press the hash key or the pound sign. If you are using a speakerphone, you may need to pick up the handset first before pressing the numbers. Once again, if you have a question, please press star, then one on your touchtone phone. Caroline Price from Capris Management is online with a question.
Yes, hello. My question is just about one of the comments you made at the beginning of your presentation. You mentioned that there were some order postponements at the end of 2010. Were those... have those since been delivered, or have they since resumed their request to take the machinery? And was that sort of in the normal circumstances? Thank you.
Thank you, Caroline, and welcome. Nice to hear you. From these order postponements, nothing major. I will say we had some concerns because we see that we have back and forth discussions, and I mentioned in some areas or countries it's quite difficult to have good prognosis in how much and how fast we can get financial means, but it was up to target, and it's not cancellation but really postponement within a normal range of what we have seen over the last years. So nothing major. No.
Thank you.
Patrick Raffaes from Bank Vontobel is online with a question.
Yes, hello, gentlemen. I have a couple of questions. First, in terms of the sales outlook, your guidance for 2011, can you give us an indication how you expect sheet fed and web fed to develop given your current order book? Will the growth rates be different there? And then I'll have a second question on pricing. You mentioned prices were still under pressure during the second half of the year. Have we reached a floor here? Have prices stabilized, or do we should we expect further price pressure during 2011? Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Raffaele, for your questions. I will take the first question, which is the sales outlook per business unit. We can say that overall we have seen BU sheet fed with much stronger order booking compared to 2009, as we stated, and we see the results. However, Today we see something almost flat or plus 5% compared to the last months of 2010. So this is something which we have to look carefully. And as you know, the overall economy, the macro economy being very uncertain, if you look at the Middle East situation, we do have a lot of projects, but who can predict really what will be the outcome and the stability for our customers to invest. So those are typically the uncertainties I'm talking about, beside, of course, the exchange rate. For BU Schittfeld, we should also acknowledge and recognize that today we have Gordon in, or we will have Gordon in the 2011 results, and that will be on top of what we can forecast for this year. Webfed is certainly, as I mentioned, more on the low level of the double-digit growth for this activity. However, with a huge pressure in Gravure, knowing our competitors and the zones where we are selling Gravure presses, mind you that Gravure, we say Rotomec and Bob's Champlain. And for the Flexo technology with Fischer and Krecke, we see good level of activity, but more at remaining on the same level, so we can count between 8 and 10% more compared to what we have seen. For your second question about prices, I will say overall, and if we look at the overall economy, we still see a huge pressure on prices. Now you have twofold. One is because competitors and one is because of the exchange rate. So it's quite complex to answer in one sentence on this question. However, we can say that of course all products made in Switzerland still remain under huge pressure based on what we can forecast from an exchange rate level, and from other competitors, if we see Asia, we are developing our market there. With Gordon, we can certainly gain market share, and with this local production we have in India and China, we should be able to compete and stabilize or increase or go back or gain some points of contribution. So this is a big fight, and today the strategy is really to keep our market share or regain our market share. We don't want to go for volume, but anyway, we want to keep our market share going out of the difficult time.
Thank you very much. I have a third question, if I may. Can you please comment on the business mix? Is there still an increased number of used machinery sales being seen currently?
So the used equipment is no longer at an increased level. It's more slowing down. People have seen also the limitation of using this used equipment compared to throughput and productivity. We still use it. I'm not saying this is completely down, but we are going reverse on the trend, and hopefully this year we go to a normal level, which we have known in 2008 or 2006.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thomas Baumann from NZB is online with a question.
Yeah, good afternoon, gentlemen. I have a number of questions, if I may. First of all, 2010, to the service sales, we didn't see a sequential growth from H1 to H2. Now it's clear that the FX impact was much more negative in the second half than in the first, but nevertheless, I mean, given the fact that this is a strategic growth area and given the assumption that your customer base had a better capacity utilization, I would have expected a sequential increase. Are there any specific reasons why services didn't have higher sales in H2 than in H1? First question.
Thank you very much, Mr. Baumann. Nice to hear you. From the service perspective, maybe three things. First of all, when you start a new organization January 1st, we all know you cannot just turn the key and get to the right speed. So as I said last year, we used H1 really to start the organization, set it up, identify interfaces and so on, which in some areas, and I can come back later in the group transformation, we are not 100% done yet. Second, we did see a nice growth. If you take and offset the exchange rate impact, we are at 12.6% increase in turnover. So we do have a huge impact made because of the exchange rate. So we cannot say that we are not on target compared to what we set ourselves for 2010 as an objective on turnover. We are on target. But the exchange rate impact is huge. And third, yes, we are still in the process of consolidation, the, I would say, back office of the BU service. You know, and I stated also last year that we are making a rollout of SAP. This is not the solution of everything. Anyway, we need a strong base, a strong foundation in order or before making let's say, broad marketing campaign, promotions, and so on. Because we have to deliver, you have only one chance to succeed with this approach, and therefore we are, I would say, on track. We maybe have 1 quarter delay, but we are on track on what we want to implement, but that will take time. So for 2010, I can say that we are on target based on our expectations.
Okay, but the growth that you mentioned, the plus 12.6%, that is organic growth year over year of the BU services. Is that right? It's not the sequential growth.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Yes.
Okay, understood. My second question is goes actually to the restructuring costs and the savings. Can you confirm that your guidance for restructuring costs in 2010, you have there a guidance of in the vicinity of 10 million, and also can you give us an indication what the cost savings were, you know, if you compare that to the original target of 100 million in 2010?
We gave you, I guess, some indications in December. We keep those, and we will give you much more information in March, if you allow me.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Okay. So, yeah, okay. For 2011, then, you know, back in December, you said, okay, the order pipeline or the negotiation, the project activity, let's put it this way, was quite active, but it didn't translate into tangible orders yet. Is there any change between early December and now? And if so, in which BUs?
Yeah. I can say that we can still confirm that we see quite strong activities in new projects that remains in both BUs. Which one, from the booking standpoint, as I said, we are higher than a year ago. I would say we had good months. We ended in a good way end of 2010. Today, it's too early to say what will be in the future in 2011, but we are, I would say, on a good track to, as I said, to a flat situation, taking into consideration that the exchange rate has a big impact and the product mix will have also an impact. So with all this mix, we can say today we see a stable situation, which for the group would be good.
With regard to the guidance, it's maybe a more technical question, but I understand that you haven't changed your annual average FX rate assumptions compared to December. It's still 105 for the dollar, 135 for euro, and 165 for the pound. Now, if we take today's FX rates and assume that they're going to stay as today until the end of the year, then the FX rate is going to be more or less 5% lower than what you put as a base of your assumption, which translates then in sort of 60 to 70 million in sales. would you, under these circumstances, you still feel comfortable with your guidance of 1.3 to 1.4? Do you see enough leeway or enough conservatism, if you want, to keep that guidance? Or is it more a hope that the FX rates go up to your assumptions?
Okay. Knowing that in these numbers we have to add Gordon, knowing that, yes, we might be a bit below the exchange rate compared to what we have in the budget, the guidance still remain. However, we have to be very careful on, as I said, what's going on in Middle East area and other countries, which today is not under our control. So if all remains the same as of today, this guidance is okay, is good.
And my last question, can you make any indication to or qualitative statement to the break-even levels per BU as per end of December? Have you achieved the targets?
We will be pleased to show what we have achieved in March 30th.
Okay. Well, then I think I stop here. Thank you.
Thank
very
you
much.
Very much.
Once again, if you have a question, please press star, then one on your touchtone phone. Thomas Baumann from NZB is online with a question.
Yeah, I'm sorry, I found one that you might answer. With regard to, it's a technical also, with regard to the deconsolidation of Atlas and Titan, I understood that during the deconsolidation phase, sort of 60% of annual sales were recognized. So is that, you know, can we assume that the 13 million that you lost from the change of consolidation is roughly 60% of what these units achieved in 2010?
No, not this way, but I will give the word to Christian, who has all numbers. But please, Christian.
Good afternoon, Thomas. I give you the right numbers, so you don't have to guess them.
Okay.
So impact in 2011 of that Atlas came out from our consolidation will be for the quarter one, 4 million Swiss francs.
Yeah.
For the quarter two, 11.9. It
yeah.
means the 4 plus the turnover made the second quarter. And quarter three, 15.4.
15.4 for Q3.
And we had just an effect of 13 million Swiss franc, who was the effect of the last 3 months of turnovers that we didn't add in our book compared to 2009.
That's perfect. That's an answer. Thank you very much.
We have no further questions at this time. I will now turn the call back to your host for closing remarks.
Thank you very much for your attendance and your interest for our group. We are looking forward to see you during our conference in March 30th. Bye-bye.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. This concludes today's conference. Thank you for participating. You may now disconnect.